So we're here to talk about the shopping experience, but we're spending a lot of time talking about one part of that experience, which is shoplifting. And our next guest knows a lot about that. Sunil Subramanian specializes in loss prevention. He is the director of operations at Wincon Security and Investigations, a major provider of security services to retailers. And he joins us now from Toronto. Sunil, how are you?
Good. And yourself?
Good. Thank you very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about, in your experience working with various retailers, and I know you won't mention them by name, I appreciate that, but what sort of things are getting stolen the most at the stores that are run by your clients?
As you said, there's various retailers, but when it comes to the thefts that's occurring, we see a lot of loss when it comes to meat products, baby formula, razors, vitamins, batteries, things of that nature, things that you can quickly conceal and get away with.
And is there any profile of the typical shoplifter? Is it out of necessity that people are shoplifting in order to get just food on their table? Is it are people part of trying to make money from the products that they're selling? What are you seeing?
It's a very broad spectrum. I mean, we're dealing with people coming out of COVID, loss of employment, loss of income, being forced to take these measures. People dealing with mental health issues, obviously people with drug abuse, homelessness. But on the flip side of that, we obviously have your organized retail crime that comes in and takes out large quantities as well.
So you have working for your clients through your company, at least two categories of workers. You have people who are loss prevention officers in plain clothes, kind of walking through a store or through the aisles. And I believe you also have uniformed security guards that are there to be visible. When they, either one, spots what they believe is shoplifting in progress, how do they respond to it?
Again, it varies. So when you have the loss prevention guard that is not in uniform, they have a process that they have to follow in order to go through with an arrest. The acronym we use is called SCOPE, and that stands for selection, concealment, observation, past the point of sale, and then past the point of the exit point. Once those five steps have been observed throughout without missing any one point, we are then able to complete the arrest. When it comes to the uniform aspect of it, it's not as complicated because it doesn't happen as often. Uniform guards deal more with kind of smash and run, grab and run issues where people know that there's uniform guards there. They just don't care anymore. They're pretty brazen. And so they're just trying to get away as fast as possible and run and get away.
We had a caller earlier this hour, a man in his 60s, or I think he was in his 60s at the time, who saw somebody shoplifting at a store here in Vancouver. And there was a security guard who I guess wasn't intervening. There were a couple of shopkeepers who looked scared. And so he stood there and refused to let the shoplifter leave. And the shoplifter bumped him and the guy stood his ground. I think I know how you're going to answer this, but what would you say to that that bystander who intervened?
I did watch that segment as well. I appreciate what he did, especially because he had the loss prevention background as well. But there's no real reason to put your life in danger for a scenario like that. We don't know the individuals that we're dealing with. Our security staff go through extensive training to be able to deal with people that are committing theft for one reason or another, whether it's mental health or homelessness culture and things of that nature. But again, as you said to him, maybe not put yourself in harm's way for the sake of a couple dollars.
And Sunil, let me ask you about another caller, the woman from, I think, maybe Edmonton, who said that twice in her life, and she sounds like an older woman, she talked about remembering the grand old days of the department stores in Vancouver, but twice she was confronted in high-end stores by security guards who each time demanded that she open up her purse and empty out the contents because they thought she was stealing. And the way she tells the story, she wasn't stealing. They found nothing. What would you say to her about her experience?
I mean, I apologize that she had a negative experience for whichever retail store she was at. But I do believe in the process. I think people need to be a little bit patient with it. Look at it from the aspect of maybe it's not an implication of theft, but more of a mitigation of theft, which in the long run is only going to benefit us if we're patient with the process and theft levels come down. You know, inventory pricing is going to go down as well. And with the way inflation is right now, that, again, is only going to benefit all of us in the long run.
Is it working, the efforts of your, you know, your company and the clients they hire? Does it make a difference? Does it reduce shoplifting?
It does. It depends on, we have to find the perfect formula, which is what we work on with our clients. We're trying to push now because of the procedures that are being put in place where, you know, you can't do receipt checks right now, or you can't do bag checks. There's no touch policies. There's things of that nature. We're kind of encouraging our client base to move towards the uniform security guard, which is more of a visual deterrent. They can be placed at the entry exit point of your store so people can see them right away. They can be patrolling the point of sale areas so people know they can't just run straight through and get through. We are kind of encouraging the industry to move in that direction so as to mitigate more loss.
Sunil, thank you very much for your insights. Really interesting talking to you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Sunil Subramanian specializes in loss prevention. He's a director of operations at Wincon Security and Investigations, a major provider of security services to retailers, and he is in Toronto.